Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, August 18th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. More than 207 people experiencing homelessness in Oregon died in the first 6 months of this year. That's according to new state data released this week. More than one-third of the deaths occurred in Multnomah County. That's despite the county representing just 19% of Oregon's population. No one can say for sure what share of Oregonians who are homeless live in the state's most populous county, because there aren't accurate and timely data available. But the first ever statewide look at these deaths had some revelations. Most deaths occurred statewide in January. The highest rate of deaths involved American Indians and Alaskan Natives, and Black Oregonians had the next highest rate of dying while homeless. Nearly four times as many men died as women, and people aged 55 to 64 represented the highest total number of deaths. Most deaths occurred due to natural causes. If the second half of the year totals as many deaths as the first half, Multnomah County will surpass its record number of deaths that occurred in 2020. 126 people experiencing homelessness died that year, the most recent year with data available. Oregon reported its first known case of monkeypox in children on Wednesday, but state health officials said not to worry. The Oregon Health Authority declined to provide any identifying information, including the child's age or age range, gender, or county of residence, citing patient confidentiality. The child got tested for a monkeypox infection back on August 11th, with the positive result coming back on August 15th. The child contracted the virus from a person who got sick in July. The state said that the child did not contract the virus at school or in childcare. Quote, many families may be wondering, what does this mean? State epidemiologist Dean Seidlinger said in a news briefing. Let me reassure you, school settings present low risk of infection of monkeypox, unquote. Seidlinger said he does not know how many educators, if any, have contracted monkeypox, but he added that the risk of spread in a school setting remains low. Oregon has so far reported 116 confirmed and presumed monkeypox infections, 73 of which were in Multnomah County. A long-awaited plan pushed by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry to develop 24 acres of prime real estate on the Central East Side could take a step forward on Thursday. OMSI's master plan goes before the Portland Planning Commission. That's the document where planners envision roads, utilities, and other major components in a given area. The plan will outline space for retail, office space, hotels, and restaurants, as well as housing. The plan has been in the works since 2008 and is currently projected to include $122 million in infrastructure costs. If the plan is approved, construction could begin in the district soon. The project is expected to include 1,200 units of affordable housing, and the plan would likely need two or three design commission meetings before being fully adopted. Funding for the district is split into thirds, with one-third of funding coming from OMSI, a third from public funding, which includes Portland Bureau of Transportation contributions and a $5 million grant from the state of Oregon, and the final third of funding will come from private developers. Want to get away? What about a stay on a historic and rehabilitated paddle wheel ship? The Newport Bell Riverfront Bed and Breakfast is a 97-foot riverboat that has a unique story. Guests have traveled from the Netherlands, Germany, Ireland, England, South America, New Zealand, Australia, and most of the 50 states to stay on the riverboat. Breakfast and dinner are now open to non-guests by reservation only. For more information on this unique Oregon lodging experience, go to heroesoregon.com to read a recent profile of the business. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.